L'zichar nishmas Halal Yafa Ariel, may Hashem avenge her. In Shir 25, we will continue our discussion regarding Pesach by turning to an ancillary topic, and this is the topic of Tevilas Kelim. Now, we know that Tevilas Kelim applies all year, but it often comes up around Pesach time, since we often need to Tovel Kelim for the Yom Tov. Tevilas Kelim is D'oraisa. We learn it out from Bamidbar 31:22-23, which discusses kashering and Tevilas Kelim. Kashering is, of course, something that comes up on Pesach, but for our purposes, we are going to skip a discussion on kashering. Tevilas Kelim is needed when the ownership of a food vessel or a food utensil is transferred from a non-Jew to a Jew, and this is the case no matter if the utensil is new, never used before, or if it is used. Now, of course, if the vessel was used, it will need to be kashered as well, and the kashering process is done before being immersed in the mikvah. Tevila only applies to materials that can be melted, such as metal or glass, or composites of these materials. Now, plastic is doubtful if it needs tevila or not. Some do tovel plastic without a bracha. And utensils made from wood, earth, or bone do not require any tevila at all. Now, many kelim mikvos will have instructions as to what needs to be toveled, and if it does need to be toveled, if it requires a bracha or not. We can tovel kelim either in a mikvah or in a natural body of water, such as a river or sea, ocean, something of the sort. But if possible, the mikvah itself is the most preferred method of toveling. Let's take a look at the idea behind Tevilas Kelim. Tevilas Kelim is connected to the Jewish attitude toward food that we have discussed, and the consecration of the mind. Eating by itself is animalistic. And in Judaism, we ennoble the animal functions of man and his desires by elevating them into the moral sphere in order to remain masters over our animal instincts. Now, this gives us temperance, it gives us self-control, especially related to eating and drinking. We do not live to eat, but rather we eat to live purposeful lives, and we thereby place our physical function of eating into the divine service. Kedusha, holiness, is moral sanctification for our entire lives. So now the question is, why do we only consecrate utensils that are made from metal by Torah law and glass by rabbinic law by immersing them in a mikvah? What about other materials? Don't those need the same idea behind them? So Rav Hirsch explains that metal is the most telling and characteristic sign of man's intelligent mastery of the earth and its materials, and glass is similar to this, since the material is fused and melted together in a way which is very similar to metal. So we therefore consecrate these utensils in order to remind ourselves of our task related to our food, who is in charge, where the food comes from, and our purpose in eating. These types of utensils that man works on the most are exactly the ones that require this consecration. If one purchases utensils from a Jew, this characteristic is already built into the utensils. They already bear this consecration by their designation for food, and the utensils are therefore hallowed to this idea that eating is not an end in itself, but a means to strengthen oneself for all human activities, which are all part of our divine service. So this concludes lecture number 25 on Tevilas Kelim, and next time we'll continue with some other topics related to Pesach.